Welcome to Trinity Talk. I'm your host, Yuri Brito, founder of Kyperion Commentary. You can visit us at Kyperion.com to read essays on culture, theology, and politics, or you can also listen to our interviews at TrinityTalkRadio.com. On this interview, we have Matt Bianco with us. Matt is the author of Letters to My Sons, A Humane Vision for Human Relationships. In your A Humane Vision for Human Relationships, the idea itself is founded upon the fact that God is triune, that humanity has been created in that triune image. But for a reader who may have more questions about the foundations and implications of this line of thought, tell us a little bit what authors would you direct them to? What authors would contribute to developing this thought process that you have begun in this book?
Well, that's a tough question because, oddly enough, we don't always recognize or remember where we pick up foundational thoughts like that. I remember one time telling a friend about this incredible insight I had had from the book of Genesis. After sharing it with him, he asked, "Doesn't Jordan say something like that in Primeval Saints?" "No," I said, "because I read that book a year ago at that time, and I don't remember ever hearing or reading Jordan say anything like it. No, seriously, I came up with that all on my own." Then we stopped to look it up, and sure enough, Jordan had said it. I got it straight from him and hadn't realized it. James Jordan had incepted me. But to give a better answer to the question, I've probably been influenced by a lot of the same folks as your listeners: Wilson, Jordan, Lightheart and Myers, N.T. Wright, C.S. Lewis, Alexander Schmemann, and of course Ralph Allen Smith has some great stuff on the Trinity. I'd definitely recommend Smith for the Trinity and its implications on other studies like anthropology and sociology. Which of those influenced my thinking most with regard to this particular book, though, I don't know. Sometimes you read someone say something with application in one area, and you make a connection in another, not remembering the initial trigger. I think that happens a lot with me. I do a lot of work in classical education, too. So there have been some influences from those folks, even when they are talking about education, that I look for and find application to parenting. Folks like Andrew Kern of the Searcy Institute, James Taylor, not the singer, Vigen Guroian, Gregory Wolfe, Wes Callahan, Lee Bortins, David Hicks, James K.A. Smith. I love his book, Desiring the Kingdom and Imagining the Kingdom. I guess you get the point. A lot of folks have influenced me, and I don't always remember how.
Matt, thank you for that list. I've always appreciated your wide readership, which has been encouraging to me as I've sought to read broadly as well, following your example and reading some of the reviews you've done to your own website. Let me change the line of thought a little bit here. Talk to me a little bit about how your book would affect a father's approach to some of the more influential conversations that we expect we as fathers to have with our children. For example, the talk, or the birds and the bees, which is just an English euphemism for the conversation on sex we have with our children. How would your book be instrumental in helping and preparing fathers for that conversation and those talks?
Man, I guess there are two ways I'd like for Letters to My Sons to influence other fathers when they have the talk. One is that they might be encouraged to actually have it. In the introduction, I tried to stress how important it is that they actually have the talk. It's not only the content that matters, there's a memory of the act itself that will affect the moral imagination of our sons. It, I would argue, is just as important, if not more, than the content. Yet, we worry most about the content and, of course, the embarrassment of the talk. So when fathers do have the talk, I hope that Letters to My Sons will remind them that seeing their sons grow up, handing manhood and adulthood off to them, has to be about more than just rules. I remember when you and I were working on your book, The Trinitarian Father, another one that undoubtedly has influenced me, and you make statements in the book to the effect that fathers need to prepare their sons to rule, that a Trinitarian father is first and foremost a covenant trainer. Along those lines, I don't want to leave fathers with the impression that we have the talk by giving our sons a list of rules. Rather that the talk, or what should be, our talks, are constant training grounds to help them learn how to think, to discern good and evil, to exercise wisdom, as Solomon prayed for, and as the prophets do, as kings do. So you'll find that I include very few rules and a whole lot more of the general principles that will help them to make good decisions. First and foremost of these would be that we need to act like humans and treat others like humans. And humans are ultimately images of God.
Matt, obviously, readers of Kyperion Commentary or listeners of Trinity Talk have a bent towards classic literature. And you mentioned works of fiction and you apply their characters to life situations a few times in the book. What are some of your favorite works of literature and or favorite characters who exemplify this humane vision for human relationships that you so speak of.
My favorite works of fiction are really all over the map. I love Homer, the Iliad, the Odyssey. I love Shakespeare, Hamlet, Macbeth, Julius Caesar. I love Dostoevsky, Crime and Punishment, Brothers Karamazov. And from more modern writers, I really like Wendell Berry, his books Jaber Crow and Hannah Coulter, as well as Cormac McCarthy's The Road. When I read these books, I can't help but to see characters who are either human or anti-human. Wendell Berry's characters are great examples of people with a humane vision for human relationships. But all of these writers give us characters who sometimes exemplify it very, very well and sometimes very, very badly. And of course, I feel like a heretic right now for not having mentioned Lewis and Tolkien, two more of my favorites, who are equally good at it. In fact, Gollum is a perfect example of what it means, to borrow a phrase from my book, to habituate yourself out of the kingdom of God. Schmeagol failed habitually to act human, or in his case, to act hobbitish, and habituated himself into a kind of animal, the kind of creature who would not even desire to be a part of the kingdom of God. Whereas Gandalf the Grey so habitually acts human that he matures into Gandalf the White.
Matt, thank you. Let me move to a more personal question. Matt, is it hard for you to see such personal thoughts, that are being directed to your actual sons, in print?
I don't know if it's as hard to see them in print as it is to know that people are reading them. When I get messages from folks telling me how much it has meant to them, how much it will help them, that is kind of hard for me. I don't even know how to respond to that most of the time, so I can only say thank you. I suppose it would be hardest, should the day come, when I see it on a shelf in a bookstore, or even harder, in a stranger's hand at the bookstore. For now, most of the folks are only seeing it on Amazon, I believe.
A follow-up on that, Matt. What have your sons, whom I know are a little bit older, they're no longer little children, how have your sons viewed these thoughts in print?
My boys haven't really thought about it as a book people are actually reading. It's probably still rather surreal to them. My younger son refused to read the letters at first because he knew they would talk about sex. He didn't want to read more of what we had already discussed in person. But when he finally did read them, he was pleased with them. I guess they weren't as embarrassing as he thought they'd be. He did say, though, that he liked that it represented how we actually talk. He appreciates that I don't dumb things down for them, and the book reflects language that we actually use. He knows I'm going to talk a certain way, but he also knows he can ask what I mean and I won't make him feel stupid.
One of the questions I've received after I published The Trinitarian Father was, will there be a book on the Trinitarian Mother? And I'm assuming that same question has been posed to you. So will there be a book entitled Letters to My Daughters?
Letters to My Daughter. Yeah, my daughter asked me the same question. I will work on one, I'm fairly certain of it. But she's just turning 14 this year. My boys were already 16 and 19 when the book was published, when Letters to My Sons was published. I told her I thought I'd have more to say when she's around 16 or so, that I'd start working on it then. Honestly, though, if Letters to My Sons does reflect any wisdom for sons, I'm not sure that I'm prepared for that with my own daughter, at least not yet. I think that it's something that I'm going to continue to have to reflect upon and probably will develop some thoughts as we begin having more and more conversations at a deeper level. So I think something like that probably will be published in the future, though.
Matt, I know this is your first publication, but you have done a lot of writing in your blog, and you have certainly read well enough to think through this question. Have you thought through any goals concerning formal academic writing? If not, why not?
I do, although I'm not sure how academic it will be. Maybe formal is the better word. Right now I'm working on a collection of essays about education. At this stage, they do have footnotes, so I guess that qualifies as more formal. I'm hoping to address some of the principles behind education, especially the unexamined assumptions that we have, and hopefully prod us toward examining them. It too will have a Trinitarian influence and look at the humanity of all we do with our educational decisions.
Matt Bianco is the author of Letters to My Sons, A Humane Vision for Human Relationships. Matt, real delight to have you again on the show. Thank you for your friendship and your encouragement in the gospel and for your love of parenting, of faithful education, and for the great work you're doing. Anyway, the Lord be with you, my brother.
Thank you, Yuri, for your time. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you about my book, Letters to My Sons, A Humane Vision for Human Relationships. I've enjoyed thinking through these questions. You're a good friend. You're a good man. Lord bless you. And Trinity Talk and pastoring your church and all of your endeavors. Thanks.